The cleanup continues in the forested areas near Bastrop, where fire debris is still in abundance. The raging fires left little evidence that there had once been homes nestled among the pines, cedars, and oaks. People escaped from this area next to Highway 21 with only the clothes on their backs, leaving even some vehicles behind. This woman's house survived, but she mourns the loss of so many trees.
I cried the day I came out here because this, to me, is one of the prettiest drives through Bastrop. So to come up 21 and see it like this is just heart-wrenching, all the trees that they're going to take away.
Daniel Lewis with the Texas Forest Service is one of the people determining which trees might survive and which need to be cut down and removed.
I think the cedars are all going to be dead, and most of the pine trees. There's an example right there of one that's probably going to survive, that's been pretty severely scorched.
Lewis says a tree needs only a little green to recover.
Well, we've been using a figure of 25%. If they have 25% of the green canopy still there, then it's probably going to do fine, probably going to survive.
Last year's fires came at a time of record drought. Lewis says what the trees need more than anything else is rain.
Just nicely spaced periodic rains, what we need.
Although there have been some good showers recently, weather experts say the coming spring and summer will likely be dry. Damaged trees also face other threats, like the fungus that Lewis says took hold after this oak tree was weakened by drought.
This tree was most likely killed by drought, and then the fire came along and burned it as well.
In the bark of this dead tree, Lewis finds evidence of an even more worrisome threat, wood-boring beetles that infest the tree from inside.
This could be the predicament for trees that are still marginal. They have some green foliage, but really not enough to sustain themselves.
He says damaged trees infested by the insects will not survive. But when it finally does rain, Lewis sees another problem. With no plant roots to hold the soil, a heavy rain could do more damage.
The fire has burned all the organic material out, so that we'll start to see erosion and sedimentation in the streams and drainages.
Some people who lost homes here and received insurance settlements are already rebuilding. But if this year's drought is anything like last year's, the sickened and scorched trees near Bastrop could burn again, further damaging a forest that many people consider a Central Texas treasure. Craig Flakus, VOA News, Bastrop, Texas.